don't leave this phone.
Do not hang up.
They're firing in the steering gear room. They're firing into the steering gear room.
Left 10.
Everybody's okay. Runners left 10. We got another one out here. I know, but look, we got this one, we got one out here. We got two. They hit my room, man. Blew up my bed.
Hidden in a landscape of rocky hills, Ale is the ultimate pirate's haven. A small fishing town isolated and lacking solid roads. It serves as a scenic hideout.
Because of the geographical location of these places, they feel they can hide there and escape when required. The pirates need backing. They cannot operate in a vacuum. They require food, shelter, and contact with the world. So these places provide to their needs.
Pirates moor their ill-gotten gains off Ale's beaches and use the town to supply both them and their hostages with necessary provisions. The small boats on the beach are used to shuttle supplies back and forth between the ships and town. They also serve as a conduit for ransom negotiations. Recently, the pirates have hijacked ships laden with everything from oil to military hardware. But according to this reformed pirate, the ship's cargo is of lesser importance than its crew.
Different nationalities have different prices. We don't value the ship. It's just a piece of metal. Europeans and Americans fetch much more than Asians.
The pirates' leverage in negotiations are the hostages. Their well-being is of utmost importance.
There have been beautiful white women on these ships. We don't even look at them. They are wearing jewelry. We don't touch them. We bring no harm to hostages and take nothing out of their pockets or luggage. We leave people at peace, both them and their belongings. We take only from the companies, the owners of the ships, but no harm to the crew.
We treat the hostages very well. The pirates are a mix of people, some educated and some are not. But always there are educated people with them. We give them fresh camel milk on a daily basis and fresh meat. They might feel uncomfortable in the beginning with the food, but they get used to it and ask for more. So the hostages are never mistreated. They are treated well and humanely.
Once the delicate and often prolonged negotiations have been completed, the payoff to these modern-day buccaneers is delivered in different ways.
They used to deliver it on a ship, and then a small boat would pick it up. Nowadays, a plane would deliver it and drop it near the hijacked boat. The ransom is then handed over to the pirates, they divide it, and then they release the ship. The pirates reach an agreement on how to divide the ransom before they go into the sea, using percentages. The person who funds the trip gets 30%. Those who go into sea and do the hijacking receive 50%. Those who keep guard and the like get 20%. That's how it's divided. Those who capture the ship divide the expenses.
Since money is there to be spent, access to a town is vital. Shacks converted into restaurants have opened up around the beach. The town wakes up early evening just as the pirates emerge to be served, with middlemen and accountants in tow, ready to talk business over a plate of spaghetti. It is here that the deals are done, whether for guns or for ransoms, although the negotiations can often play out for months. The weapons easily sourced thanks to Somalia's two-decade-long civil war fuel the business. But few of the town's residents see any benefit from the cash brought to shore.
Piracy has been somewhat a double-edged sword for the people of this town. Prices of goods have gone up and shortages are common. And yet, the bulk of ransom money is spent elsewhere.
Residents are torn about the issue of piracy. There are those who welcome the Marines protecting their coast, and those who are quick to deny their hometown is a pirate's core.
I don't call them pirates. They are our Marines. They are protecting our resources from those looting them. They are not criminals. I am supporting of them.
But not everyone agrees.
They have troubled us a lot. They have brought us alcohol, commercial sex workers, and the massive inflation. Lots of killing also take place here.
This is not a pirate town. We have nothing to do with them. They take their business to Garaway and elsewhere. We have nothing to do with them. These people are not sea people.
In a devoutly religious Muslim society, many people object to the lifestyle of the pirates, making them both outlaws and outcasts.
No one helps us here or abroad. We help each other as a unit. The money we make, everyone sees it as wrongfully obtained. My own mother refuses to pray at my house.
Compared to before, the attitude towards pirates has changed. They are becoming isolated. The large profits they worked for, they cannot spend freely as they would like to. If someone is associated with piracy money, no one will sell to them. No one will buy a car from them, and so on. There's even cases of debt and people refusing to be paid back through money associated to piracy. They are isolated and separated.
The president has taken his anti-piracy message to the mosques. On Fridays after prayers, he speaks about the perils faced by the nation.
Extremism in our party doesn't exist. We are working together with our clerical and religious groups, and traditional leaders, and politicians, intellectuals. We work together because we are a community. So if we establish the same communities in everywhere, the inside problem will be solved among themselves.
Somali religious leaders and clan elders have taken on the president's professed mission of combating piracy. And what better place to reform pirates than in their haven of El? But the criminal activities committed by the men at sea are not a primary concern. Their summons focus on the vices the pirates bring to land with their extorted cash.
And they spoil them. And they introduce it in the country, alcohol, drugs. The only drug that our people are accustomed to use is a chap. So they use more chap, two chap. They bought drugs, they from the south particularly. And they also alcohol. Alcohol used to become very common in many places in the country, particularly the younger community.
The holy men hope to reform the pirates and encourage them back into society through dialogue and prayer. Addressing the crowd is Abshir Boyah, a notorious pirate leader. He is responsible for at least 20 hijackings, last of which included the Sirius Star. From that venture alone, he's rumored to have made a hefty cut of $850,000, yet he now claims to have reformed.
If the cloth is dirty, you don't throw it away. You clean it. And if it is a very dirty one, you clean it with bleach. We are dirty. Wash us. Wash us with bleach.
But with ongoing civil war and lack of opportunities, piracy seems destined to continue, making Somalia yet more infamous to the international community.
If there's a positive consequence, it made the world notice that there is a forgotten country called Somalia and that it exists. But it's also brought the reputation of the country down. It's ruined our name as a nation. The world sees us as bandits killing people or taking people hostage. It's hurt our image as a country and culture. These youths have been introduced to large sums of money with no understanding of it. Money they never properly worked for, but that just came along. Right now, they are not killing anyone. They take hostages and ask for ransom, and they release them. They are people you can negotiate with. But it can get worse and really spiral out of control.
Killings by Somali pirates have been rare in the past. But as confrontation between them and international naval fleets increase, they warn their rules of engagement will change.
The objective is not to kill people, but to make money. The Americans killed three men, and they captured 14 in the south. These are poor people, and they knew that their goal was only money. So why kill them? They kill some and capture others, and they return the dead bodies to Puntland. They are creating hostility for themselves. And if they are caught, I think they will get what they deserve.
These pirates are sons of the country, and we pray to God that they find their way from this wrongful path. We need to help them instead of labeling them as thieves. Piracy is wrong. They could either get killed or they will kill. We should pray for them.
For the time being, these reformed pirates have raised their arms and appeased the elders' displeasure with their conduct. They claim to have quit. One cannot help but question if they just might be in between jobs.